Okay, my good friends, we wanted him on the other day. Tech glitch, a little bit of glitch, but that's all right because we are still in play here with AARP and Bernie Macias. We're talking with the great Bernie, of course, Associate State Director for the Long Island community. Bernie, welcome back. How are you?
I am good. Good morning, Jay, and thanks for having me. It's Friday, so it's great.
I've never looked better on the screen, I got to tell you. I really have. It looks phenomenal.
Yeah.
And listen, for those who might not know, my good friends, hard to believe at this point in time, but can you tell our listeners a bit about AARP?
Absolutely. To remind everyone, AARP is the nation's largest nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to empowering Americans 50 and older to choose how they live as they age.
And so important, no question about it. The incredible organization, and Bernie does such a great job. Bernie, let's get into a couple of things. We're going to talk about helping people with their careers, right? So let's get into that a little bit about that. That's a very important component. Go ahead, my friend.
Absolutely, Jay. So at AARP, we believe that people can live their best lives as they age, and that includes having fulfilling work life. We envision a world where people 50 and older are respected and valued in the workforce as it should be. And so if you want to start your own business or work as long as you desire, we're here to help you. So at AARP Long Island, we like to think ourselves as a wise friend and fierce defender, and that means we want you to have all the necessary information to be successful. Business owners, entrepreneurs, job seekers, they're all trying to find solutions and deal with the unexpected challenges out there. So we're hoping to make that a little easier for them this year.
That's excellent. That's hopefully going to make it a lot easier, no question. Before we get into the details about classes, resources, let's talk a little bit about an issue that I know is very important to AARP, the mission of it all. That's combating age discrimination. Especially important now since people are living, working longer. We know that they have to. AARP has reported in 2020, if memory serves me correct, about 78%, Bernie, of older workers have seen or experienced age discrimination. That's not great.
Right, absolutely, Jay. So thanks for bringing that up. Negative stereotypes and outdated assumptions mean workers and job seekers over 50 get treated differently and unfairly. And believe it or not, you don't have to wait until you're 50 for age discrimination. It can happen as early as age 40. Yeah. So if you have listeners out there, it doesn't necessarily start at 50. There are plenty of 40-year-olds that experience age discrimination. At AARP, we're fighting to ensure that all workers are treated fairly based on their qualifications, not their age. And we know that experienced workers bring years of experience and expertise to the table. And smart employers know that. Age discrimination is not only wrong, but it's illegal.
Yeah, and it happens all the time. It really does. And it's a very tough deal that those practices are still ongoing. Bernie Macias, AARP. Now, I understand AARP Long Island, Bernard, has some really good classes coming up. You want to tell the folks about that?
Absolutely. AARP Long Island is presenting these virtual workshops from New York's Small Business Development Center at Farmingdale State College. The classes begin this September, and they run all through December 1st. They're one-hour classes. They're all going to be presented virtually Thursdays from 11 a.m. to 12 noon, so they're an hour long. They include courses, on how to evaluate business practices, marketing, financial planning. There's classes for human resources. I mean, a lot of small businesses don't have human resources available to them. So we have classes on human resources, pros, and team building. There's also going to be classes on sales and social marketing and digital marketing classes. I mean, if you have a business and you're not doing digital marketing, you're not really promoting your business. So we're offering all these classes. To get all the details, please go to aarp.org/local. And the best part, Jay, All of these classes are completely free.
That's incredible. Can you imagine that, folks? Free. Usually business owners have to pay for that additional training when you think about it. But Bernard, I tell you, ARP will also offer some small business owners an opportunity to highlight jobs that they have available, correct?
Absolutely. We're really excited about this. We're going to be having a virtual job fair on October 27th. That's where small business owners are invited to post job opportunities on a special page that will be created for those looking to connect with potential employers. I mean, too often, small business owners have a hard time looking for talent. They look for talent within their own talent. And this is a great opportunity for them to feature their jobs through a virtual job fair working with the Small Business Development Center at Farmingdale State College.
Great stuff on October the 27th. Sounds amazing. It really does. What other resources does AARP have for those looking to kind of change it up a little bit as far as career-wise?
Sure. AARP also has a job board website with resources for job candidates and corporations. And that's, you know, what's really special about this resource is that employers have signed the AARP Employer Pledge to promote equal opportunity regardless of age. This new AARP Career Navigator can also help you plan for future career moves.
Yeah, that's great. Cool stuff. I tell you, you know, what's so interesting is that we know that the workforce is kind of, what's the word, multi-generational maybe.
Right.
And so many people love to work or need to and want to continue to be on the traditional age, you know, retirement-wise. You know, some of the facts I learned, close to 35% of those age 55 and older actually plan to look for a job over the next 3 years. That's amazing. And an estimated, here's another one, 1.5 million retirees have re-entered the U.S. labor market over the past year. I mean, that says something in itself, right?
Yes, that's exactly right, Jay. Because of those changing dynamics, organizations must adapt their hiring practices and work environments. It's a terrific opportunity for employers to tap into the wisdom, the experience, the insights of these job seekers who are over age 50.
That's great. So, Bernie, where can people find these resources? Where do they go?
Absolutely. So they can go to jobs.aarp.org. And they can check out the aarp.org/local for all of our offerings. You can also find us on social media. That's where you can read really the most up-to-date info that can help you live your best life. So please visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/AARP Long Island. Visit us at aarp.org/local. And that's where you can learn more about the program we just talked about today, but we have tons of other events and virtual programs and all sorts of great information, volunteer opportunities if you're looking to volunteer with us. So we have a lot of information there. Again, Jay, thanks for having me, and have a great weekend.
You too, buddy. And again, I tell you, I've never looked better today. So, you know, hey, I feel good. Hey, listen, great having you. I look forward to talking with you, sir.